From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, let's do this. Time to jump into the DM.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, this is an interesting question. Jonathan wrote in and said, what is one thing you would change about yourself if you could? Got to get introspective on this one.
Ooh, like physically or personality-wise? Or
I guess it could be anything, to be honest. Like, whatever you feel.
Eh? Okay, I got it.
Go for it.
If I could change anything, I would change the fact that I'm tired all the time. Ooh. I want to feel less tired.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Even though I get like decent sleep, I'm still tired all the time. If I could have the ability to turn off the tiredness throughout the day, that's it for me.
That's a great one, actually. That's really good. Yeah, I don't know. Like physically, I mean, I don't know. I've had like issues and, you know, things with my own body my whole life. But I've sort of like just got used to it. Like, it's just the sort of body you have, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not going to be this. And I know it's also never going to be that, which is kind of good, too. You know, I could say that I, you know, would be, you know, nicer all the time, but who wants that?
Everybody who works with you, maybe?
Oh, deeper for once. Just say it.
Yeah. I didn't lose my hair, which is kind of cool. If I could change one thing, it would be, I'm sort of leaning with Mocha on the tiredness, but I would say if I didn't ever have to feel like I had to go pee, so you know what I mean, like
what?
But then
I would just pee all the time,
yeah,
right?
You like just pee all over yourself.
Yeah. There's a
you know, okay.
Happens.
What I would wish is that if once a day I could just set aside time where I'm like, okay, today at 4:30 I'm gonna pee, right? Where like it would be my pee time,
okay?
Right?
Like all the pee for the day?
All the pee for the day.
And
all the pee for the day.
Okay, and you wouldn't feel uncomfortable.
No. And because I, you know me, like if I got to pee, I got to pee, right?
Yeah.
Like Catherine and Roxy went on vacation and they were in Berlin and like flew home through Reykjavik and they got into Toronto. Catherine walked in the house and was like, oh my God, I got to pee. And I was like, well, why didn't you go at the airport? She's like, I've had to pee since Iceland.
Hours.
Right. Like 5 hours, right? Like, I don't have that ability, right? So, yeah. Deepa, what about you? What would you change?
It would be, I would want the ability to say no to food, because that's like my biggest thing is if something's in the house, I will go and eat it. So within my first, like the first year of marriage, I gained like 15 pounds. And it's because like in my parents' house, we didn't have like junk food. I wasn't allowed to like, we didn't buy cookies, nothing like that. But now that we have
our own
place.
You're allowed to have cookies at your parents' house?
Oh God, my parents are very healthy. So like, wasn't allowed to eat sugary cereals, nothing like that. So when we got our own place, I was like,
turned
oh my God.
Turned into Candyland.
Yeah, freedom, chocolates, cookies, cakes, whatever I want. But then
you and Maury should start a club.
Yeah, I think we should.
Your parents and his husband, all the same rules.
Yeah. Jeez. But yeah, I think it got to a point where, you know, like I'm okay with gaining weight, but you know when you start to feel unhealthy, like I'd walk up 3 stairs and I'd start breathing really heavy and my heart rate would increase. I'm like, this isn't good.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm at that
most
level.
Most people say 3 flights of stairs, but you said so 3 stairs.
3 stairs is all it takes.
Wow.
Not a good sign.
Damn. So. What else we got, Deepa?
Christy wrote in and said, Deepa, what is everyone's daily sleep schedule versus vacation sleep schedule?
Oh.
That's a good question. I know Mocha goes to bed at 7:30, but does that change when he's on vacay? What about the rest of you? Any change in bedtime/wake up time?
I'll tell you, there's always been a mystery to me, which I haven't been able to figure out, right? Like, for me, I'm pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. I go to bed around the same time. Even on weekends, I still wake up most days before 6 a.m. The thing that I've never been able to understand is how Maury can wake up to do this show Monday to Friday at, like, you know, 3:30 or whatever it is. But on the weekends, he'll sleep till 2 in the afternoon.
What? Yeah, that's like, I don't, wild.
And then turn around again on Monday and do the early wake up. Like, I don't know how your body is just not getting you up at like 6 a.m. Like, how can you sleep in until 2 on a weekend when you got to get up at 3 during the week?
Alarm clocks.
Oh.
Oh.
Monday to Friday, alarm clock on. Friday night to Sunday night, alarm clock off.
So your normal thing, if you had no alarm, you would just sleep in until 2 in the afternoon every day.
I would literally never wake up.
Really?
Yeah. That's called death.
Yeah, go see a doctor. So,
yeah, yeah. For me, I've said it a million times. I usually go to bed around 11, wake up at 3:50.
Oh, my God.
During vacay,
I don't go to bed at 7:30. I can't do it at all. I'm sure I could if I wanted to, but I use that time to like catch up on movies and TV shows and play video games. So I'm usually up during vacay until like maybe midnight, maybe sometimes 1 a.m.
Wow.
But I will still wake up like without an alarm. I'll still wake up at around 6:30.
Yeah. No matter what time you go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That mm-hmm. doesn't sound pleasant.
The worst
thing
I ever did was put a TV in the bedroom.
Oh yeah. It's danger. That's a lot of people say that that's the real big thing where it screws up their sleep is as soon as you put a TV in the room.
Do you guys fall asleep with the TV on?
I do.
And then Matthew
will turn it off. But like now I just stay in bed all the time on weekends, just watch TV.
Do you? Oh, here's a question. When
you guys are like these eccentric, rich weirdos.
When you get home from work, rather than sitting on the couch and watching TV, because we know that you strip off all your clothes and you put your PJ pants on, do you just hop into bed and just spend the day in bed watching TV?
Absolutely. It's the best.
Oh, my God. You're going to get sores. Like a patient who's been in a hospital for too long. Like you're going to get, like, what do they call the atrophy? Is that what that is? Yeah. Where you're like all your muscles turn to jelly?
Or he goes home after this and he spends time at a long-term care home.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every single day. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, y'all, DM time. Love all the DMs that you're sending in to us every single day. We talk about them every single day.
Mm-hmm. Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, really, really fun question from Jonathan. Jonathan wrote in and said, using only food, where are you from? It's a fun question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like culturally, I guess?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, for Roz, it would be like key lime pie.
Shut up.
Tuna casserole.
Yeah, like a...
Wow, so much culture.
Yeah, like a hot dog. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, you know, like a hot dog or like a burger and fries, maybe, something
like
that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I don't have... There's nothing exotic really about me. Fries and gravy, I would say, is probably the one that would like sum me up the best. Like, if you had to be like, where are you from? I'd be like, fries and gravy.
Yeah.
Everything you want to know about me, you can find in this plate.
Curry and roti
mm-hmm.
would be for me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Maury.
I was going to, but I'm not from Israel, but I was going to say like falafel and stuff just for my Jewishness.
Sure.
But like, really, I'm lemon meringue pie.
Right. Yeah.
Tuna casserole.
Shepherd's pie.
I have tuna casserole right here now.
No,
right
you don't. There you go. Yeah, oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, Maury, you're not falafel. You are 100% tuna casserole. Deepa?
Okay, Mocha took what I would say would be roti and curry. Maybe I'd add like salara, pine tart, cheese roll. Yeah, I think that sums it up.
All right, yeah. That's very Guyanese. Jam, mm-hmm. do you have an answer? That's like different from what Deep and I said.
I'm gonna say pepper pots.
Oh, yes,
good one, good one, real good.
Have you ever had the canned pepper pot?
That's disgusting.
Gross.
Ew. You're about to get fired.
Absolutely not.
It's from Campbell's.
That's how you Campbell's? Lose your job.
No. The soup people. No. The same company that makes chunky soup. No.
And Andy
absolutely
Warhol
not.
Painted it.
No.
Back out of this.
Roz, as a person who got their Guyanese citizenship not that long ago, you should be equally as offended.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Be angry.
All right, what else we got today, Deepa?
Shelly. Ooh, this is a very interesting question for Roz. Shelly wrote in and said, has Roz's, quote, hot wife been called a trophy wife to her face or by Roz himself? How does she handle it if it happens? Does she like it? Does she own it? And I only ask this because someone called me a trophy wife last week and I was dressed like a little hobo. 50-year-old trophy wife life.
First of all, I'm the hot one in the relationship.
Oh, Roz, don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the...
You're the trophy wife?
No.
Yes. If anybody's the trophy wife,
no.
I'm the trophy wife.
No.
No, trophy wife is what, like, the sort of trophy wife trope is like some older guy who's like, you can tell she's only with him for some other nefarious reasons other than love and companionship and family. No, Catherine is, she's been called, somebody thought she was my daughter, but nobody has ever referred.
And you think you're the hot one in the relationship after that comment?
Yeah. Wow. What do you mean? I didn't say it.
I think that's a fair statement in itself that someone asked if you're the father, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the trophy. Definitely the trophy.
Hmm. All right, Deepa, time for one more DM, please.
Okay. Alexandra said, hey, I am a super fan here. I've been listening since 2009, and I have ordered the amazing Roz Weston's book from Amazon. I'm just wondering, and we've talked about this on the show, since the book signing is the day after the book is released, if Amazon didn't ship it before the day of the signing, will there be extra copies in person to purchase so that it could be signed in person by Roz?
Yes, yes. They are going to have, they'll be loaded up with copies.
Nobody
is going to not get a book if they want a book on the 28th at Indigo at Bambler.
Cannot wait. Trust. A little bit broken. Out everywhere is the memoir from Roz, out everywhere on September 27th. And yes, September 28th at the corner of Bay and Bloor inside of Indigo. It's been dubbed Wild Night at the Bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right? DJ Climax is going to be playing the music there. It's going to be very loud. Any word on the rally towel? We're still getting the rally towels, right?
Still working on it.
Yeah, rally towels are going to be there. Yo, it is going to be the most lit Indigo has ever seen one of their bookstores. It's gonna be like a rave, basically.
Yeah.
Are you serious about the towels? Like, is that a?
Oh, yes. Oh yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's gonna be rally towels.
I thought that was a joke.
No.
Oh
no.
My god.
Rally towels and everything.
I'm more excited now.
Wild Night at the Bookstore. Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every day, so keep them coming in. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
We absolutely love getting the DMs from you, so keep them coming in every single day because we talk about them every single day.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, Casey wrote in and said, do Roz, Mocha, and Maury get streaming services for free as part of their job, or do they have to pay for them all? It seems like they're always recommending shows from all the different platforms like Disney+, Apple TV, Netflix, Crave. A girl just can't keep up with all of this.
No.
Ah, no?
Pay for everything. Although, there are times where it's happened where Disney and or Netflix will get us advanced copies of stuff, like maybe a week before something drops to the general public. But no, the services are, at least for me, all my services I pay for.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be different where when the platforms were different. Like I used to have my Netflix account used to be a completely different account. Like it didn't even look like regular Netflix, right? Like I had this weird one where you would go in and you had to click on all the stuff that was like coming up and next year and whatever it was. Now everything just looks the same. And yeah, you pay it, but you do get stuff before other people, and that's really with all the sort of streaming services too. Mm. But again, like with Prime. With Prime Video, like if I get something that is being like they're giving it to me ahead of time, like I don't watch it on Prime Video. Like I have to go to some other website to sort of watch it, right? Like it's so you pay for it, but you get all the other stuff. But no, I pay for Crave. Mm-hmm. I pay for Apple TV Plus. I pay for Prime Video. I pay for Netflix. I have a Hulu subscription.
Oh wow.
And I pay for, and then Catherine did the add-on of BritBox, and I pay
What's
for Brit?
What's that?
BritBox. It's like all the shows from the UK.
Ooh.
I have a Channel 4 subscription that I use with a VPN so we can watch all the stuff, all the other shows from the UK.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I have 9 subscriptions.
How many shows in the UK do you need?
Well, it was really just for one.
Oh.
Wow, great use of money. Yeah.
It was a pottery reality show that
what?
We wanted to watch.
Oh my god.
So, seriously? And we watched that about a year and a half ago, and I've still to this day paid $8.99 a month for it.
Oh my god.
Just in case season two drops.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What else we got today, Diva?
Austin wrote in and said, I would like to congratulate Roz on his book. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah.
Yay!
Cannot wait.
As I pre-ordered it the day that he made the announcement, mm-hmm. but is he paying Mocha as an influencer to promote it on the show and his own Instagram?
On the show?
Yeah, like,
no.
Mocha making
big first of all, it's my show too. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the Roz and Mocha show.
Yeah, like, you know, if anybody's getting paid for this, no. Mocha's just wonderful.
Just doing being a supportive bro. I want my brother to win.
But are you like, oh, if you want me to post about it in feed, it's like $500, and then just work it out that way.
First
like you
all,
can
that's
have
way
first
oh,
of all,
sorry.
That's way too low.
No, I genuinely want the book to be a success because I love Roz and I know how much. It meant to him to put this book together and how long it took and the passion that went into it and the hard work. So obviously I want my brother to win. So mm-hmm. anything I can do to help support and to get him that win,
aww.
Like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah. Like no questions asked.
Also, if I found out Mocha was charging $500 for a post, I would assume that something was wrong at home. Like he fell on hard times.
Guys.
Right, you know what I mean? Like that number, that number just doesn't add up. I'm like, he obviously needs money for something. He's into somebody for money, right? You know, I don't know what's going. Yeah,
I
like
made
that
some
to
bad
me.
Bets.
Yeah.
Friends and family discount. That's what it would be.
Yeah.
Time for one more DM, please, Deepa. What are people saying?
Oh, Stefania wrote it and said, why does Roz hate on people who think that Deepa is pretty? Does he think that he's the only one on the show that could be good looking? Because spoiler
alert.
What are
you talking about?
He's not.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like sometimes if someone's like, oh, Deepa's pretty, sometimes you get mad. Like
the
how...
only person who has said that is you on this show.
About
if you go back through the archives and search Deepa pretty, it's going to say Deepa said she's pretty.
I know. Ross coming in with receipts.
Hey, no, I don't it's on the show. I mean,
or it's like hearsay paraphrasing. Oh my God, these people walked up and they were like, oh my God, you and your husband are so good looking. Like it's always like, it's never unsolicited.
There's been a couple of people in the DMs that have been like, oh, Deepa, you're so pretty and funny and cute, and then like I'll read it. And then, like, I get some eye rolls, and then, yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, well,
eye rolls.
It's the truth. It's not a lie. So, I guess this
what
person.
What are you talking about?
I guess they want to know if you're offended when people compliment me about my looks.
No, I find it entertaining when you're the one that compliments your own looks.
What happens, Roz? Oh my
Thank
God.
Thank you for all of your DMs.
I'm wildly entertained by it.
Keep them coming in, especially the ones that say that Deepa's so pretty.
Yeah, I like those ones.
Yeah, all of them.
My
favorite.
DMs every day.
No, my favorite story is that Deepa always has a story like, oh my God, so like me and Talal were out and like somebody walked up and they were like, how did you guys even meet each other? Like, you're so both good looking.
Yeah. That's how we met.
You know, at the club, the good looking club.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM time, y'all. We talk about your DMs every day. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Justin wrote in and asked, have you guys named your car yet?
Yes.
You have a car name?
You named the truck?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, let me get this out of the way. I don't have a name for my Honda Pilot. Okay.
You don't.
No, didn't name it. What is the name of your truck? What kind of truck do you have, first of all?
I drive a 2010 Ford Ranger.
Okay.
And it's like, I put it like a new muffler on. It's loud. It's like blacked out windows, everything else. What I've always called the truck was Rumble Puss.
What? How did did you arrive at this very specific name?
Because when you hear it, that's really what comes to mind. Is like it just sounds like that's what it sounds like. Like that's the perfect name for the sound my truck makes. Rumble Puss.
Wow. Deepa, yeah. What kind of car do you have, and do you have a name for it?
I drive a really old 2010 Honda Civic Coupe.
Yeah.
And I don't have a name for it.
Oh.
Maybe okay. Like ugly. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. Maury, you drive a what year, what car?
2011 black Toyota Yaris.
Yaris. And have you named it?
Matthew and I call it the Jelly Bean.
Okay.
The Jelly Bean. Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Shem?
I have a 2018 Kia Forte XL.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Yeah. The newest car.
You couldn't just say Kia Forte. You had to throw in the XL in there.
But you know what, though? Whenever I say I have a Kia, nobody finds that sexy at all.
He's like, he's got the XL.
Yeah.
Is that in reference to the car? Or?
Okay. So what do you call it? What do you call the XL?
I don't call it anything because I don't even like saying that I have a Kia because nobody ever finds it sexy.
What's wrong with a Kia?
I just don't think it's a sexy car. No. I think my car looks sexy.
What is a sexy car, in your opinion?
Like I think Hondas are sexy. Huh? Honda Civics are classics.
Okay.
Right? Those are sexy cars. I don't know anything about cars, man.
Clearly, if you said a Honda Civic, sexy.
Gearhead with the Kia XL.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got, Deepa?
Okay, let me see here. Oh, I like this one. Krista wrote in and said, Roz would have been so proud of me today. It is 11:09 p.m. I am eating a butter tart, .. while peeing.
Oh, yeah.
What, is sitting on the toilet eating a butter tart?
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Yes. You know my rule with food in the bathroom, right? You can eat anything as long as you don't need utensils for it. So no soup, no pastas, nothing in that world. But if you can eat it by hand, you're like a breakfast sandwich. 100% you can eat that in the bathroom.
Slice of pizza?
Slice of pizza, 100% you can eat that in the bathroom.
Why would you not want to eat something with utensils? Isn't that more sanitary? Like you're using something than wiping yourself? Like
no, then you got to put it on your lap or bring in like a TV tray so you can like cut. Like no, okay, nobody's eating lamb in the bathroom, right?
Okay,
like,
what about a gyro?
Oh, jeez. Well, no, that's sort of in the burrito world,
yeah.
Too, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, you can, 100% okay. You can eat that
as
in the bathroom.
As long as it's with your hands.
I have an origin story question, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah.
When did you start eating in the bathroom, and why did you start eating in the bathroom? Because I still think it's disgusting and shouldn't be happening.
Okay, so when I was in high school and I had really long hair, it used to take me a long time to do it in the mornings.
Yeah,
and so I would just bring in my breakfast into the bathroom while I did my hair,
mm-hmm.
while I was drying my hair, and I just got real used to eating in the bathroom. Like I have no problem with eating in the bathroom. If I have a coffee in the bathroom and Catherine walks by and sees that I even have a coffee in there, she gets grossed out by it.
Yeah, it's. Like particles that spread, and like if you.
But yeah, but if I. Listen, I don't go to the fridge, get something, and then go and eat in the bathroom.
That's what I'm picturing.
No, but if I have, like Mocha said, if I got a slice of pizza in my hand and I got to go pee and I know I'm going to sit to pee, I'll just take it with me.
Okay, what about a bag of chips?
Ew.
Yeah, I'll take a bag of chips with me too. Yeah.
Too much crumbs. Yeah. No.
One more DM, please, Deepa.
Okay. Ed wrote in and said, if Lewis Hamilton came to Canada to ask Deepa to be his Princess Jasmine, is she going on that magic carpet ride? Very interesting question.
Deepa has the biggest crush on Lewis Hamilton.
Okay.
F1 racer.
Well, like, crush is a strong word, but yes.
Crush is actually a very mild word.
I guess that's fair. I think it would have some stipulations. I would say yes, I would go on the magic carpet ride with you if, A, my husband could also come.
Uh-huh.
You think that's what he wants? You think he's shown up in your life with a magic carpet to be like, hey, will you and your husband come with me?
Why not? My husband's a great guy.
Okay.
I think that's fair. B, as long as there is no romantic situation involved and we're platonic friends, 100% I would go.
I don't think you understood the question.
Why? I answered the question. I just had a couple of stipulations.
Okay. Yeah, read the question again.
If Lewis Hamilton came to Canada to ask Deepa to be his Princess Jasmine, is she going on that magic carpet ride? Yes. Yeah.
You think that sounds platonic?
Yeah, I'm just making it sound platonic. That's how I would envision it.
No, so the answer is no.
Your answer is no.
Yes, but ..
No, there's
like,
no.
The deal is off, Deepa.
Yeah.
Keep your DMs coming in every single day. Love talking about them every day. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Every single day we check our DMs, so thank you very much for sending in what you send in.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
We got a message from Ray. Ray said, "Hi, Deepa. I love you, and I think you're a great addition to the show." Thanks, Ray. My question is...
Yo, is Ray related to you or something?
No, not at all. My question is, what is everyone's go-to cry songs? What song do you all listen to when you're feeling super down?
Oh, man.
Okay, let's start with Shem on this one. Shem, what's your...
This is easy.
Yeah, go.
Coldplay's Fix You.
Oh, beautiful song. That's good.
Just good ruins me every single time.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, Maury.
I have two. It is David Bowie, Heroes, and Beach Boys, Gone Only Knows.
God, ooh, those are two good songs, too. Mm-hmm. Two really, really, really good songs. Mocha.
Come back to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Deepa.
To be honest, like, I don't have a cry song. Like, I listen to happy music when I'm sad. So can I say my happy song?
But does it make you cry?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make me cry.
No, but these are songs that make you cry.
Oh, sorry. Come back to me.
Oh, my God. You were the one that put the question together, Deepa.
I thought that they meant, like, oh, if you're sad, like, would you listen to...
No, they said, what's your go-to cry song?
What's your go-to cry song?
Oh, true.
Oh, my God.
That's what it says.
You know why? Because she got so lost because the person paid her a compliment off the top. Their question could have been something wildly racist, and it would have made it onto the radio because Deepa didn't even read that part.
Yeah. If you want Deepa to read something racist, like, on the show, start off the comment with a compliment.
It could have been like, Deepa, I love you. I think you're great and good looking. Anti-Semitism. And Deepa would have read it on the show. No problem.
Hey, guys, got this great DM. Do you have, like, a go-to cry song, Roz?
There's a couple. Like, I don't
You
have,
talked
like,
about
go-to
it before, how you
songs.
Used to listen to Enya.
Yeah, but that wasn't, like, a go-to. I would just try to cry. Like, it's not that I would cry. I'm with Shem. Fix You is a beautiful song. And I'm also with Maury that I really like Heroes by David Bowie. I think that's a great song.
We could be heroes just for one day.
I also love Pink Moon by Nick Drake. I think is, like, if I'm gonna cry, like, that may be one of them. Do you know that song, Mocha, at all?
No.
No, Punch
by
It
Drake?
Up. No, by Nick Drake.
What's it called?
Pink Moon.
Punch are you going to say Marvin's Room by Drake? Yo, that's a cry song right there.
No.
Pink Moon.
Yeah.
Nick
by
Drake.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite songs.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you.
Yeah, I like this song.
Makes beautiful
me sad.
Voice.
This song was in This Is Us.
Oh, really?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it makes me sad.
What about Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.?
No. Not that one. No, don't like his voice. I have never liked that guy's voice.
Really?
But Fix You, I think that everybody can agree that Fix You is a song that just destroys. Mm-hmm. And also because of the intent behind it, because Chris Martin wrote Fix You for Gwyneth Paltrow right after her dad died, right?
Mm. And, oh, beautiful.
And he played it for her. And it was very soon after her dad died. So I think there's even the sentiment behind the song is just like crazy. But yeah, so I don't know.
Yo,
I don't
Tears
know.
In Heaven, Eric Clapton.
No, doesn't get me.
No, huh?
No, doesn't get me. No.
Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Milkshake.
Please.
Yeah. Milkshake. Milkshake.
Next DM, please, Deepa.
Christine wrote in and said, what is the first thing Roz will do now that he has his Guyanese citizenship?
Oh, good one. Okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I've been weighing the options.
Because there's so many.
Yeah, I've been weighing the options. I sort of need to do more research on that. I became so obsessed with, you know, with getting it and learning the language and the lingo that I didn't really think of the sort of day-to-day lifestyle things that come with, you know, being Guyanese and what's available to somebody who is, you know, new to Toronto. right?
Right.
Who's new to this game? So what are, like, Mocha, what would you say are the options? Like, if I said, okay, now I'm Guyanese, what should I do? Like, give me your top two.
You would have to, like, go to all the West Indian restaurants and or supermarkets in Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shem, give me two things. Two tings. Sorry, okay. Two tings.
Yeah. You need to go to a Sokafet at some point.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you need to catch a bubble.
Yes.
While you're there. Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing that you need to do is you need to go to a family gathering with about 15 or so people, and everybody needs to talk at the same time, and you have to be able to understand what everybody's saying.
That's a really good one.
So true.
Deepa, do you have a suggestion for Roz?
I would say while you're at a Sokafet or whatever, and you're catching a bubble or from a ting, whatever, you got to drink straight from a rum bottle as well. Like, I think that's something I see commonly. Also, I would suggest learning how to roll round rotis. That's a big one. How to clap your roti is a big one.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
And maybe get into some Bollywood movies. That's a big thing in Guyana as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can do that. I clapped my roti already today. Can I do it twice? What?
Wait,
no.
Sorry,
he's not talking about that.
Oh my God! No, that's not.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. That's it. What? We're done. Okay. We're done. Thank you for all your DMs. Keep coming in. No. We're done. I think Diva just got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.